my name on the back of my belt. Believe there's a God to save me from hell. And dirt roads are made for country boys like me.
They took her baby.
Don't believe in politically correct.
She had her baby.
If you want a piece of me,
CPS took her.
Better have a set. A rifle and a four-wheel drive is all I need.
Okay, let's get me a rhythm.
January.
Nelson's gonna let him bleed today. He's going into shock.
And it's good for you. Take your Terramax today.
President business enveloped by a cloud of drones descending from the sky.
That's the most disorganized.
I would never let my kids read Chronicle SU.
Yep, I said, Nelson's bleeding today.
And I'll say it right to the camera, stop it.
Hold it, mate.
Run, please.
You want to do this right now?
I write to the propaganda for the right wing.
You are fake news.
And I smoke in the weed.
You're gonna get this Terramax out. You're gonna live a clean life.
Yes, I go into a dissociative state because
you're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the Terramax and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hate Sack.
It's really good quality.
Well, thank God for my privacy settings being default hatred of using Skype at all.
That was fucked up.
Dude, I'm so private. I can't even use the fucking phone on this thing.
You know, you might publish through Internet Chronicle, but you're still a private citizen. This is Radio Hate, brought to you proudly by HateSec and Kilgore of the Chronicle.su. Evil Joker pays us to do this. You listen for free. We got a lot of crazy shit to catch up on. And I guess we should start with this business about Christopher Nemelka. We've got designs on him, is that it? This is a conspiracy to bring down Chris Nemelka, spearheaded by Internet Chronicle.
No. Where did you hear that from? That's bullshit.
These are the rumors going around. I mean, you weren't at the last staff meeting, and maybe if you attended some of these, you would have heard what people were saying about specifically your designs against Christopher Nemelka.
That's absurd.
Well, you're throwing our entire organization into jeopardy with your recklessness, and I think it's high time you answered for some of your transgressions.
None of what they've said is true.
Did you even hear about what I had to deal with security when they had to draw their weapons on you? The fucking paperwork?
No.
I didn't know. I didn't even know that they had guns. And they were drawing their weapons on you, dude, because you were throwing tables. Apparently you threw a chair through the drywall, and they had to do something like $2,000 worth of repairs to the conference room in Cuthbert?
No. You're confusing.
These are two different.
Julian Assange, after he read the Chronicle the other night, you're confusing him with me.
QAnon.
That was London.
Well, look, man. You got a lot of balls for going around publishing this stuff about QAnon. And, what you've started here can't be undone. After Sabu 2.0 doxed him, and everybody found out it was Hot Wheels.
But it's not. It's actually Nemelka.
How do you explain the shift that we've gone from Hot Wheels to Christopher Nemelka?
Kitchen sink strategy, obviously. If you say everyone's QAnon, eventually you'll hit it.
Well, here's the thing. I was afraid that we had actually outed Hot Wheels.
Do you remember that episode of Simpsons? You know the one where Homer became X-Anon.
Oh, yeah.
Or Mr. X.
Mr. X. And they would do all the star wipes. And he was publishing the town's dirty secrets.
Yeah, that was a good one, man. You know, that's what QAnon is. He stole the idea from Matt Groening. And now Matt Groening has a new show out.
He was publishing those filthy, dirty secrets.
It all fits together.
He's a dirty, dirty man. No. I mean, Homer Simpson. That was a little on the nose, don't you think? Because it really has been as ridiculous as that. To where that episode is not so funny as it was, like, eerily close to reality. Which is how some of the later Simpsons have been. They've been a little bit.
Well, you know, there's a SpongeBob episode also where SpongeBob starts making up wild, sensational stories as well. And he calls it the Krabby Chronicle. Did you know that?
No. No, I didn't know they called it the Chronicle or anything. But that's fascinating.
Yep.
And what kind of stories would they publish at the Krabby Chronicle?
Oh, just all kinds of... Just like they would at Chronicle SU. Same kind of shit.
They were publishing stuff trying to get laughs, but also trying to fuck with people.
SpongeBob wasn't trying to get laughs. He was getting all the laughs he could get in his whole life right there.
He wasn't trying. He was going for news. He was writing fake news, right?
He was just writing laughs. He was getting laughs, man.
Oh, so he was writing news. Comedy?
Yeah, but everybody read it and took it as news.
Do you know of any, 20-year-olds that are writing internet satire right now?
They're out there, man.
They're out there, man.
But they ain't in America, maybe.
Maybe they're not writing in English.
I hear they got them graves and stuff down in Aurora, England.
Where they found all those them graves and stuff?
For the listeners, they don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, we'll put it on in just a second. I was going through old episodes to make sure that Beef Rave wasn't in them. And then one of those episodes, the outro music was UFO guy. They're out there, man. It really took me back, you know?
But we could never find him. Take a look at what Carlos's conversation with the UFO guy.
What do you think? Do you believe in UFOs?
Oh yeah, yes sir. Definitely. They're out there, man. I seen them. I've been out there in Aurora, Texas. They got them little graves and stuff. Yeah, I've been out there and oh no, I'm planning a trip. I'm planning a trip. We're going out to like Arizona or something and figure something out. Or not Arizona, what was it? Yeah, it was Arizona, right? That Air Force One where they found all that stuff.
And then they auto-tuned it. But why is that not on YouTube?
The auto-tune isn't there no more?
No.
You gotta be kidding me. Must be bought out by Hulu.
We tried to find this guy, and we even left messages with his mother and grandmother somewhere in Texas, but we could never find him. Take a look at what Carlos's conversation with the UFO guy.
What do you think? Do you believe in UFOs?
Oh, definitely. I'm planning a trip. We're going out to Air Force One, where they found all that stuff. They're out there, man. I'm flying in a plane, and I'm always hallucinating. But who really knows what I'm looking at?
You think there's little green men out there?
What a great song. You remember when we were at that that intense metal show in Richmond? And then after the show, they were just playing music off the internet, and they played Carl Sagan auto-tuned?
I don't remember that, but that sounds like a great time.
And we were dancing and getting fucked up. It was so awesome. And there was a couch in the stairs. Like, ultimate fire hazard. And I was sitting on top of the couch in the stairwell. And I was getting high, and I looked over, and you were still dancing to Carl Sagan auto-tune, and it was, 2010? And I was like, man, this is fucking living right now.
Now it's just sad nostalgia of an old crippled man.
You used to have fun, man. I mean, that's not over though. There's still lots of great, great crap out there.
Great crap out there.
I mean, that's why I'm asking about the 20-year-olds. The 20-year-olds who are writing and trying to do the shit that that we've been doing for the last 10, 11 years. I mean, they're out there, man.
They're probably underneath some rock somewhere writing crap, just total crap. That's where we were.
That's exactly right.
At that time.
Writing dog shit.
Under a hole. Telling yourself it was good. No one knows now.
Oh, it's good. It's good. It's good, man. I'm telling you, it's good. I can't get eyes on it, but it's good. Oh, that's.
You want to read some weird shit?
Yeah. Oh, dude, I've got a bunch of weird shit to read. What do you have?
The Prime Minister of Israel.
What's he up to?
Prime Minister Netanyahu said today, "The weak crumble, are slaughtered, and are erased from history, while the strong, for good or ill, survive. The strong are respected, and alliances are made with the strong, and in the end, peace is made with the strong."
That's a lot of talk about strength and big tough guy shit. I bet that guy's dong is about as small as a bag of airline peanuts.
Yeah, and his genocide is just as bad as big, too.
He's got insatiable lust for... Wait, who is this guy?
Netanyahu.
Benjamin Netanyahu? God damn, man.
He's the strong.
We on that Israel tip, boy.
He's gonna profit over history.
He's a good guy, though, right?
All right, let's hear your stories. That's a good one.
No, we're not finished with this guy. What's he doing? What's this all about?
Netanyahu?
Yeah, what's the purpose of that fucking weird speech about strength and war?
Well, they're going to wipe out the Palestinians.
God, dude, this is crazy, right?
I mean, that's what normal to you? Like. Yeah, it's just a... Another day of crazy.
This is what, I mean, this is kind of their hobby in Israel, is shitting on Palestine. It seems like that's just what they're into. I think they're doing it, like, as sadists, right? Because, I mean, just leave the people the fuck alone. Were there people like us when they were doing this to the natives in the United States? Were there people that were like, dude, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, can you just leave the motherfuckers alone? I mean, there's...
There were Spanish priests who were arguing that they had to argue that the people here were human. And there was a big theological debate.
I remember one of the first Internet Chronicle memes was formed and back when it was called Elf Wax Times. And it was a 12-year-old overdoses on Enzyte committing suicide.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
It was a good Photoshop, at least.
It had Heath Ledger's face in a coffin. He's in a coffin, dead. This is at his funeral. It's twisted into a smile, showing his teeth. His eyes are open. Looking into the camera. That's ridiculous. We need to put that in more recent stories. The pictures of Heath Ledger scattered around the room and an empty bottles of pills strewn carelessly about, another sick twist to this completely television and movie-related death, reached a new depth of horror. Not only did the boy succumb to the subliminal, repetitive messages planted in his head by Enzyte, but also the suicidal tendency of his favorite actor, Heath Ledger. Toxicology reports revealed a lethal cocktail of birth control, antidepressants, acetaminophen, and as many as 40 coricidin tablets were the cause of death. No legal action can be taken by Enzyte, but Heath Ledger's corpse has been exhumed for examination. The fucking corpse? That smiling corpse. It was smiling, right? Because the guy in the commercial was smiling. Is that the idea? He's got that big, sloppy, I'm getting my dick sucked grin on his face.
I guess that's what that stuff, that's what that is.
This was 2008. We were maybe, 20 then? 21?
Yeah, let's go back and count the beans.
You were 19 when you wrote this.
I was 19. I had taken 16 quercetin tablets, 22 methadones. I drank a half bottle of 151 and a pint of Old Crow. And I was drinking on some Night Train Express.
I blame Enzyte.
That's when the Enzyte showed up. These crazy women, they was trying to get us into bed. And they started spiking our drinks with Enzyte. When I got this grin, I couldn't close my mouth no more. I knew something was wrong.
Is that when Heath Ledger came into the picture?
He was the one who done delivered it and brought all the women in. And he was riding around in a Hummer H2. Just riding up through the woods looking for a party. He found one. We gave him 22 methadones, 32 quercetins. Boy, he was lit. He never had a party like that. Of course, it was his last.
Was he, how many brothers and sisters did he have?
Far as I know, he had, I hope those weren't his sisters with him. Far as I know, it was just him.
Was he what you would describe a good old boy?
Oh yeah, he was a pretty good old boy. He just bit off a little more than he could chew.
I feel like I need to take a break. I feel like we should take a couple minutes.
Take some calls.
Yeah. We'll shift gears and start taking calls. Tell the people the real reason that we're talking tonight. Tell them what's going on with Critty.
With what?
Wild Chris Nemelka, dude, in
Chris Nemelka. Christopher Nemelka has been accused of starting the QAnon campaign.
Now,
is he Q? Is he behind Q? He has the network of people who have tried to jack Anonymous in the past. Should we be worried? Is he hacking Anonymous?
Are these tweets? Or what are these?
This is me speculating. You want me to read some tweets? I'll read them off right away.
No, it just sounded like tweets, the way you were grouping your thoughts.
Yeah, I only speak in tweets anymore. I've given up on reading anything else other than tweets.
I got a question for you. Do you try to restrict your tweets to 140 characters or less?
I don't bother to think about such things.
I do that. I watch that little dial because I want to send the message to Twitter that no thanks. I didn't need the extra. I was good at 140.
I don't think anybody's going to notice at all.
But you know what? I notice.
I notice.
I know. My tweets are all short.
Right. Well, let's read some of these tweets that are too long.
We got we got a caller. Fuck those perfect tweets. We'll just add this caller to the hate show. And caller, you're on the air. All right, cool. So you're just joining us. Yeah, I hear you. But I can hear myself too. So maybe wear headphones or something. I don't know. We were just talking about Christopher Nemelka, this cult leader, who is what is he now? He might be QAnon, according to these experts.
He's been accused of being QAnon. Do you think that's possible, caller?
What was the name like? What was it, Christopher Nemelka?
Yeah.
I think anything's possible. I'm going to go get my headphones.
It's a strong name. Christopher Nemelka. It's actually pretty weak. You know what his followers are called? They're called Nemelkites. Aren't they? And
that's better than Christians, I think. You know, if we're going to compare it to something big.
Well, he is a Christian, right?
Sure.
I mean, what is it? He's Mormonism, but he's Joseph Smith reincarnated.
Yeah, it's kind of like Christianity on top of Christianity on top of Christianity. Like, he's like triple layer onion of prophets there.
Yeah, like obviously, guys, I'm not saying I'm Jesus. I'm close. You remember Joseph Smith?
He's 3 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
And he's a cunning dude. He's really good at separating people from their money somehow. What is he doing?
He just takes it. He says, listen, give it all. Otherwise, you're not showing your faith.
But here's how he's getting roped into the world of Internet Chronicle. This guy, this fucker. We have the callers putting us on hold on Hate Radio. And
I'd like to interrupt for a second.
Oh, yeah. You want to introduce yourself too, if you like?
Yeah. I'm Mia. That's my name. That's all you need to know.
And
whoever else with us, are they okay? Sounds like you might need a bit of Jesus.
Got a nasty cough.
Or Christopher Nemelka.
Nemelka can take that cough away.
That's all he really needs.
Bill, you ever thought about getting Nemelka in your life?
I've read more of his works than anyone here.
It's true. Bill's a scholar of Christopher Nemelka. And,
then why is he coughing? It doesn't make sense.
Well, hold on a second. Bill, you might have the best opportunity of gaining access to Christopher Nemelka's blog through registration, being that you're such a devout student of his.
Well, you think I could bullshit my way in there?
It's a simple registration process. You just put your info in and wait to be accepted.
I'll name myself Human Reality 337.
It's that easy.
Well, I guess anyone can do it, right?
Sure. But you're the one who could make the most sense of his blog. Because what is he telling people right now? It's getting pretty bizarre, right?
Well, last we saw, he was quitting. But also then he was still doing it. And then he was leaving his wife.
Christopher Nemelka
West
didn't need a wife. Okay? He's got these other women that are thinking outside the box and they're not like interested in all that wife stuff. No, he was a polygamous dude, but he couldn't even hold one wife. She left with the kids.
Well, when he talks about being a polygamist, he said it was an experiment and he was doing it to get them away from polygamy.
That was so brave of him.
No, pretty smart idea to get people off polygamy. Just used a little bit of polygamy.
But in addition to enjoying near total control of the Humanity Party, which is where he intersects with our world, because we're covering the internet and we're covering Anonymous and shit, and he tries to insert this weird Humanity Party bullshit into the story, and he attaches his hokey religious shit to it. And for whatever reason, people talk about him from time to time and anonymous. And they're talking about him on Twitter right now.
Right now?
But, well, he runs a very successful cult on the Mormonism platform and has published all these books on spirituality and human advancement that Billy bought and militarization of the executive branch.
I think he's at my door right now.
I think he's listening in. So, on August 10th, this fucking big-ass Twitter name went out and mentions Christopher DeMelka and QAnon in the same tweet. This was like 3 weeks ago? 20 days ago?
Ooh. That's really turning the gears in my head.
Yeah.
You're thinking what I'm thinking.
It's really getting me hot. But Yancey goes by Soul Reaping on Twitter, and they've been tweeting this story around in their little anonymous whatever.
All right, let's read some of the tweets.
You got tweets? You got tweets, Bill?
Yeah. Number one, QAnon is the biggest fallacy to date. It is here merely to distract and to divide. And here Mark Lubber says, don't have to convince me. I'm pointing out the worst hypocrites, people who watch veterans be homeless, claim the military supports their leader, then go out buying knife stuff with the donations and ads they use.
I've read that tweet before. Who was that?
That was your Mark Lubbers.
Yeah.
And think about this. His name is anonymous, but in his handle, his name is Mark. Just pointing that out, and he's saying all about how he's pointing out about hypocrites. Kind of interesting.
Yeah, this your Mark Lubbers guy is
your
not to be trusted.
Lubbers. Okay, well, here we have Mezcal 1323. Reminds me of capitalistic anonymous tards who profited off the name, who coincidentally now support Q. Go figure.
Capitalism at its finest.
And this,
capitalism at its finest.
And here's your Mark Lubbers. I saw that. The anonymous official account was pushing it. You remember the Humanity Party?
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was wondering, what if it would be that weird fellow?
Last I heard.
It was
Christopher DeMelka.
From Chronicle SU. Humanity cult party leader Chris DeMelka to introduce Donald Trump at Roanoke Rally.
What did he promise?
Could it be possible? Weird dude equals Q. It's not out of the realm of possibility. See? Some evidence certainly points to it.
Yeah, these guys.
All the precursors are there.
Dude, enough of these fucking tweets. This is
Trump supporter. Cultist. All roads point in that direction. It's so obvious Helen Keller could see it.
Hashtag lols.
What if they found out he promotes heroin as an alternative to blood?
It's true that Christopher and DeMelka says you should wash your blood with heroin every so often to keep the
every
spirit.
Every so often, right?
That's right.
If you totally replace your blood with heroin, they turn into nerves, and your whole body turns into nerves without blood. And you're just one giant brain, and that's when you're advanced, because you're just a big bundle of nerves.
And you're full of heroin. You're soaked in heroin.
Yeah, no heart at all.
Just a bundle of heroin-soaked nerves. That's the only way to advance, he says.
Your heart turns into a second brain.
And it has its own orgasm.
It's on to something. it's the best part of your body.
And
he seems very smart. I think I'm getting... I don't know. I really like how he sounds.
It has a clitoris. Dr. Troubadour has been running research on these brains. And we know that it squirts. And it's actually not pee. This brain squirts a special woman liquid that only exists when she truly orgasms, so she can't fake it on camera.
And only see, and actually, Nemelka talks about that all the time.
He loves talking. It's his favorite subject. Have you noticed? Well, he keeps returning to it.
That's ultimate sex, because you're having you're having this advanced human orgasm where you've got, you know, this whole extra brain just there to provide pleasure, and this whole new network of nerves, right? Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not much for words. I'm just, you know, I think he's really tapped into it. I can already feel it.
You know, Dr. Troubadour?
Happening for me just from talking about it.
This is a sensation Dr. Troubadour describes as part of the luring stage of his victims. This is a pattern you see with Christopher Nemelka, and it's like a pleasure receptor that only exists.
Well, personally,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't really feel like a victim.
Well, you're a victim.
I feel helped. I don't know. I think it's up for the victim to decide, right? I mean, the person.
Well, according to Dr. Troubadour's research, your status as a victim is just around the corner. They're going to discover a new way to victimize you at Liebeljoker Laboratories. This exciting research that you're only just hearing about for the first time at Internet Chronicle, Radio Hate.
How do I protect myself?
Well, here are some Humanity Party tips for a healthy thump retreat with Dr. Troubadour. This is after he came back from his retreat with Christopher Nemelka a couple weeks ago. You remember that, Bill? I don't think.
Oh, God, no, I remember
Billion?
That. Yeah.
And
I remember that.
This is how you can protect yourself. Here's some Humanity Party tips from Dr. Troubadour. He says, tip one, he says, wear sunscreen because you're exposed on a Humanity Party retreat with Christopher Nemelka. You want to wear sunscreen. Tip two, he says, stay hydrated. There's no advancement when you're thirsty. When you go to shoot that horse, you need to at least drink a glass of water first. And tip three, avoid direct eye contact. This is received by Christopher Nemelka as an act of aggression as well as an invitation, if you know what I mean. Dr. Troubadour, I think you know what I mean. Kilgore, do you know what Dr. Troubadour meant when he...
No. You gotta spell it out for the listeners.
He meant that,
the listeners, huh?
He meant that if you enter the room and you make eye contact with Christopher Nemelka as you stand in the doorway, that is an invitation for him to advance you repeatedly into the next spiritual dimension.
You mean he's gonna turn my veins into nerves?
With a jackhammering rigidness. He's going to assault your nerves. And it's going to... he's going to go to assault your nerves. No, it's good.
So he's administering, Teramax to me or heroin? Same thing. What's the difference? What's he doing to me?
He's advancing you, and he's administering to you his penis.
Oh, Jesus. That's not what advancement is. You haven't read his books at all.
Well, this is the way we've chosen to frame it here at Internet Chronicle. And
I've read his books. That's not what he means by it. Well, you know, that is one way to get advanced. That's just one way to get advanced. You think that's what he does?
Dude, I just thought of an idea. Okay, Mira, we brought you on the show because you have experience with cults. And, like, we could say that you're a cult expert. Would you agree?
I would say that they're more of an expert on me.
So
I was just there.
Before you came on the show, we were talking about this guy's blog. He uses just some regular shit, like a WordPress blog or something. But it used to be it was all public, and you could get in. You know, a person like you comes knocking on Christopher's blog looking for access. I think he's going to recognize something in you, like, hey, this is somebody I can take advantage of easily. And, you know, whatever.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's, why don't you go on over to Christopher Nemelka's blog and make an account so that we can read his blog posts.
Yeah, just go get brainwashed. Don't worry about it.
Well, watch it from a distance. Hang out with us and watch it. And give us that information.
Try not to get brainwashed.
All right. Right now, head over to my personal computer.
How close to that black hole of Christopher Nemelka can you get before your toe hits the event horizon and it's gone, and you're gone?
I'm playing with fire
here. I'd like to find out.
This guy's he's got heroin. Man, magic. It's, you gotta watch out.
His dick shoots heroin.
Oh,
I'll
try
to.
Jesus Christ. Jesus
Christ. I mean, I escaped it once. I think I could do it again.
His name.
But just in case, well, let's keep a little tether.
Right, we need to come up with something like, you should give us maybe like a secondary contact, like in case of medical emergencies. So that we know who to call. Is there anyone we could call?
Jesus is a friend of mine.
All right, we'll call Jesus. I know how to do that. It's called prayer.
His dad kind of sucks.
We won't. Do you have problems with his
What's
dad, but you like Jesus?
Yeah, Jesus is pretty cool.
How do you feel about
What's
Jesus?
What's the Jesus number? Is it 7?
No.
I don't know. I give him a good run for his money. And I think I'd swallow.
You would bang Jesus?
I didn't say that.
Oh.
But, you know.
Do you have a place in your heart for cult leaders? Like Jesus Christ?
Oh, I have a place for them, all right. I don't know if it's my heart.
That's disgusting. We invited a disgusting motherfucker onto this show.
I thought we were getting someone who had been part of Nemelka's cult.
You were part of... Well, we shouldn't say which cult she was in. We wouldn't want to confirm or deny that she was in.
Let's just say it's adjacent enough to where I have a pretty good idea of what's going on. Does that satisfy you, Billiam?
What?
If I may.
No.
I may not? Alright, Bill?
Wild,
no,
it's Wild Bill.
You could call me whatever you want. Just, I don't... let's hear your story.
This is Wild Bill Kilgore.
Okay. Well, I was born into it.
Well,
both of my parents.
That's a family.
Wait, am I really going
cult.
Into it?
You're in the
she's
ICP.
In the family.
Yeah, just ICP. That's not a cult.
Were they looking out for your best interest?
Insane clown posse, sir. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, that's not.
Or does ICP mean something else? I don't.
ICP. ODB. Yeah.
UCP, James.
ICP.
Sorry, I'm a child. Okay, I'm on my personal computer. I have my browser open. I'm using Google Chrome. And it's still loading. Oh, but in the meantime, should I tell the story? Is that what y'all want?
What, what happened with your, after you were born? What happened with your parents?
They fucked and had my little sister. No, after I was born, my parents, they got even deeper in the cult clutches. Because, you know, being poor and having kids will do that to you. Looking for guidance. And they looked for it. And my dad found it. My mom ended up leaving about 5 years after I was born.
Why did she leave?
She's still trying to escape.
Because when you leave, they have tentacles that are coming out and trying to get you.
Yeah, I mean, I think she was bored personally. She told me that, because this is the kind of cult where they can excommunicate you for smoking cigarettes. And that's exactly what she did. She started smoking cigarettes, told them that she was doing it and that she was unapologetic, and they were like, okay. And then they removed her. But then she became very lonely and depressed because her whole life was built around it. Her whole community, everything she ever knew, started from there.
And did she ever encounter any strong personalities like Christopher Nemelka, or was she just brought into a, like, a quaint church-going person?
Well, my grandmother, who died last week, was kind of a Christopher Nemelka personality.
Did everybody know her?
In peace. Yeah, everyone in our community. People could tell, I look so much like her. Her as an old woman, not just in general, but like I look like a little old woman, and then they'll be like, you look like Redacted granddaughter, and then I'll be like, well, that's me. And then they're so shocked every time, their eyebrows halfway up their head.
Would you avoid eye contact with your grandmother?
Oh, yes. Up until the last time I saw her.
Because she was so...
I couldn't stand it.
She was, like, so far into it.
Her energies. Her nerves. Yeah, I couldn't look at her.
Yeah, cults are fucking crazy. I can't think of, like, something that could be more damaging to a person's psyche than believing in all this crazy stuff that... ultimately, you arrive at these weird conclusions, like no blood transfusions, or you can't take a puff of a cigarette or something without getting thrown out like a dog. That's fucking weird. That's weird, but look, it's weird, but that's how we do it here at Chronicle. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah.
So wear sunscreen.
I think you're starting to understand. Now, this isn't a cult here, is it?
Well, we're...
The Chronicle, a safe place for a vulnerable person.
I don't want to put that too fine a point on it, but we're doing what we can here to foster a energy of spiritual communication and guidance, and, you know, somebody has to guide that flock, and we look to Kilgore, who is... he's a strong-willed man, and he's got a lot of connections. His tentacles reach pretty far, and I feel like...
I'm like that, and I say...
So naturally, we defer to Kilgore.
He seems interesting. Tell me more about him. Does he have any places I can meet to learn more about him?
That's a great question.
Is it already a group of people?
Is there an orgy happening where we can schedule something between you and the caller?
No. You can play video games on my maps and read Chronicle. And have a nice, you know, just enjoy it.
I'm just giving you a hard time, though.
You guys are going to have to talk this out for a minute while I use the bathroom. I'm going to take a quick break and be right back.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, Jesus. No, you can't. Are you serious?
Yeah, we can't. You can't leave me alone here. I don't know how to think by myself.
Oh, that's crazy. All right, Bill, you go first and then me, if that's how it's going to be. He's gone. He went. He just went, dude. He was going to abandon you on the air. Holy shit.
I think I'd hold it down.
No, you would have been fine. But...
Yeah.
But you're only a caller. You couldn't have taken other callers.
Oh, yeah. It would have just been me talking. It would be like, I don't know.
It would be seriously inappropriate. Bill, are you back?
I'd be as lonely as the devil. Ping! Does not take...
It's going to take a long time. All right. I'll be back now, too. You guys...
You got a nice jar in your room, Bill?
You go in a jar.
Is that how you're able to go so fast?
I go in a milk jug. You use a jar?
Are you a jar man, Bill?
You go
no,
in a
I
seat.
Are you a man?
Do you stand?
I wasn't using the toilet.
Oh, I see.
We believed you. And I stayed here so that there would be no dead air. Because...
Oh, yeah. Christopher alive, right?
Yeah, Christopher Nemelka can't handle the thought of it.
Mm-mm.
Is he in Salt Lake City?
He needs him. He's in our hearts.
He's everywhere.
He's in our webs.
He's kind of he's a fucked up dude, but these people, this fucked up attitudes that they have is how you get to the point where, like, there was a man accused of having sex with a donkey. This guy told police that smoking marijuana
and
made him do sick
things.
Like, this is some Salt Lake City, Utah religious thinking. Smoking marijuana made me do sick things. Like, really?
I'd like to go to Utah, you know?
I think we could boom out there to one of the Thump Retreats coming up. The Humanity Party hosts these throughout the year.
No. Thump has moved to California.
Oh, okay. What do you think about that? The California move? Was that the right move for the Humanity Party?
He's looking for those California Mormons.
I wonder what the board thinks about this. We really need access to his fucking blog, dude.
The board of directors is enraged. They've been thrown out.
There was a crazy video I saw today of a guy in West Britain. And he was, like, attacking this family. He was standing in their yard and yelling. And him and this woman were fighting with his this other family. And they were, like, on top of each other and punching each other and shit. It goes on and on like this for, like, 2 or 3 minutes. And then the video cuts out, and the next video is this guy with a chainsaw wide open, rushing from the street into their yard, and then trying to get in the kitchen, and they're able to shut the door. And, like, he stops chasing them. It's like something out of a horror film, dude. This guy with the chainsaw.
I don't know. All I heard was...
All you heard was good old boy?
Good. I heard wide open on top of each other.
Oh, okay. There might be something wrong with the audio here. Look, we should talk some more about, like, this Christopher Nemelka guy. When, as you, someone who was formerly in a cult, when you see somebody out here flaunting their shit like Christopher Nemelka, publishing all these big books, and it's obviously just for more power and pussy and spending other people's money as he can get, how what kind of emotions does that dredge up in you? Because I feel like you would have a different take on it than us just laughing at this weirdo. Does that damage people?
Well, I think I'm feeling, more than anything, lust. and then I'd also like to, you know, for people like that, to get justice. I don't know what I can and can't say. I'm not sure. But, you know, me personally, not saying I would, but I would definitely, and I am saying that I would definitely, you know, execute on sight. Because it's just so, you know, metaphorically speaking, it's just so insidious. The worst thing you can do to someone is, you know, like, you can swindle someone, like, just a general capitalist swindling that happens. You can do that over and over again. It's terrible. It'll end soon. It'll end well on itself. You know, that's fine. Whatever. But to, like, fuck with someone's mind like that, to, you know, use fear and manipulation to target someone. change their beliefs, their core beliefs, just so you can get money and fuck more and whatever else you want, I think is one of the most evil things a person can do. And it's ruined my family. Everyone in my family. I don't have anyone I could turn to in my own family because of the religion. Besides my mom, you know, she's still out of it, but she's still a little indoctrinated to the point to where it's hard for me to just talk to her. Like, we've gotten pretty good. But the other day, you know, I was talking to her and passively mentioned something about evolution. And she's like, oh, Mira, I don't believe in that. You know, I still believe in creationism. And it was weird, you know, because she's talking about it in like a self-aware way. And I was like, okay, you're talking about it like you understand that it's probably not true, but like she's still holding on to it because of for security.
Yeah. Good one.
But that's my piece, I guess.
That is fucking and this is what Namoko wants to do. This is what he's after. He wants that he wants the power and the pussy, and that's the cost.
Pussy's power, baby. Yeah.
And when you so when you see a guy like this,
he can fucking choke.
Yeah, it's as if he wants to take all that ugly shit and do it again and again to just however many different people he has to. And so these are, you can access those thoughts pretty quickly. And you're like, oh yeah, that's what you're doing. You're fucking us.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not saying, I think that, you know, he can get what's coming to him, or he will get what's coming to him, and I'm not saying who's going to give him what's coming to him. Me. It's going to be me. I'm not saying he's going to give it to him, but he's going to get it. Judgment Day is coming. Amen. Thank you. And good night.
He's described as a pretty good old boy by his colleagues. And
when you say good old boy, do you mean like capital G-O-B?
Well,
or
I'm just paraphrasing.
Like, he's a good man.
He's a good man. He has good taste in music.
He's good. What does he listen to, Jim?
He likes that,
Fish.
He likes AC/DC.
No! I was just about to say, does he listen to AC/DC?
He likes Led Zeppelin. He thinks they're underappreciated.
Ooh, okay.
He doesn't wear a belt.
His ass holds it up.
Yeah, he's just wears the right pants for his shape, and he doesn't need a belt.
I don't know, he's sounding kind of appealing now.
He's got a winning figure of like a father. He's kind of a father figure.
Sounds kind of hot. I haven't seen a picture of him.
Well, have you ever seen an alpha male?
Yeah, a dog?
I don't think so.
We got pictures of him.
I've been avoiding pictures of Elon, like videos of Elon Musk. Like, it's almost impossible to not see pictures because I knew he has that same aura of a cult leader. And I saw a video of him, and then I just got this head rush. It was weird. That happened today. This is a confession. Elon Musk, you know, he could do it. And by it, I mean whatever he wants.
Elon Musk, or Musky, as we call him, is a pretty...
old Musky.
He runs a tight ship.
He can run this tight ship. Can I get a name?
He'll run it aground to get where he's going. He doesn't matter. I mean, he's willing to destroy a ship. He's proven that. Mm-hmm. He has a proven record of ship destroying. No, he is a creep, though. There's something really fucking creepy about him.
I think he's an Aquarius or something.
building those tunnels under Los Angeles, deep beneath the earth. It's a little weird.
I like tunnels, you know, as long as you plan it right. It could really work out.
I bet Elon likes to tunnel through that pussy. There was a guy, I saw a picture of a guy today, and this is the kind of person I think Elon Musk secretly is. It's a picture of a guy, and he's got like a normal guy haircut. It's two pictures. The first picture is him, like in front of a shower with his normal guy haircut, but there's a long braid, like a big lock of long hair. And in the picture it says,
I like where this is going.
When you miss your girlfriend so much, you go crazy, but you cut her hair and kept some, so she's never really gone. And then the second frame, he has it up to his nose and he's smelling it. And he's taking a selfie of himself in the fucking mirror. And his eyes are so dead and stoned looking as he's breathing this lock of hair.
Jesus Christ.
Who is this?
Oh.
Just some dude.
I know this is supposed to scare me, but
put him in the chat.
I don't know. It's kind of hot.
It is kind of creepy. I don't think there's anything hot about this. I mean, this guy is one step away from coming, and he'll cut your toes off and stuff because he misses your little toes. So what's next, you know?
I feel like.
Hey, I butchered you because
someone out there.
I butchered you into sections, and I put you up in a storefront window because I thought you're just a real cut of meat. And I wanted to show you how much I love you.
You'd be surprised how many people want to be appreciated like that.
This,
you know, it's not me, but they're out there.
One time when I was 12, I had a voodoo doll. And I took voodoo doll and
that explains a lot.
I took a lock, because now I'm cursed. And I took a lock of hair from this girl who I really, really liked.
Holy shit, yeah?
And I put it on the voodoo doll. And I did some other stuff to the doll. I can't remember what. And I was following...
I think you can remember. I think you just don't want to tell us.
I was following a guide, like an instruction guide. I'm like, okay, I did it all right. I'm stuffing pins into the doll, into these certain points that are supposed to, like, you know, it affects the outcome.
Make her... Yeah, all right.
And so for the next 2 weeks, I'm going up to this girl and I'm trying all my material and none of it works. And she's fucking not having me at all. And then finally she agrees to, like, I don't know, give me your phone number or something. And before the day can even end, I blow it by going up to her again and showing her a piece of art that that my buddy drew. It was Cloud from Final Fantasy VII. And she goes, That's not he didn't draw that for you. That was made in a printer, you fucking moron. And I'm looking at it and I'm like, oh fuck, you can see where it's been cut off. Like, so, and then I had to go to my friend and I'm like, what the fuck, you didn't give me the original? I commissioned you to make that for me. And he got me fucked, dude. That voodoo doll fucked me.
Blinded by the light.
He finally gave me the original.
White people. That's why white people shouldn't. That's the problem.
I'm not Haitian.
You were born with this. You were born cursed.
Bill, did you ever try anything like that? Voodoo dolls or spiritual?
No, I don't believe in anything superstitious at all.
What about seances?
No, that's a science.
Bill, what do you believe in?
Yeah, that's a good question for a while, Bill.
What do I believe in? Like a creator, a personality?
Bill is an ordained minister.
Yeah,
generally. No, they do that to anyone. I want to know what makes
Always believed that aliens have been plotting to take over our planet for centuries now, controlling all our politics and our introducing diseases to wipe us out.
What kind of disease?
But in a manageable way. Yeah. They don't want us to all die at once. They want to bring us down bit by bit.
They
want to
bring us down a notch.
They're patient. They don't want to create some catastrophe, have some big war, and not be able to come in and clean up. They just got to control our politics, control our internet, and that's all they need to do. You can find their best posts at http://chronicle.su, www.chronicle.su.
They're all on there.
That's what I've always believed.
The Internet Chronicle has been free for 11 years, bringing you the finest.
That's
truth
longer
on
than
the
I've
internet.
Been alive.
That's it's very unfortunate for you because you missed some good stuff there at the beginning.
I can read for as long as I can remember.
But
came out the womb.
But the Grim Reaper, who has 25,000 Twitter followers, says, "I wouldn't be surprised if it's Christopher Nemelka scamming again." This is back to the QAnon allegation. He is QAnon.
I'll tell you he's QAnon.
I think this is a good place to end it because I gotta piss like a racehorse and I can't fucking sit here any longer.
Okay.
You guys feel good?
I'll tell you where you can put that.
Yeah.
Huh?
Should we end it there? Mira, thanks for calling in.
Oh, no problem. I'd like to do this again sometime.
That was a badass fucking story about your family getting totally shit on by that religion.
Oh, yeah, I love telling it every single time.
Well, when
it doesn't hurt at all.
Christopher Nemelka's going to hear this, and he's going to rewind certain parts of that, I know.
I hope so. That's what I was going for.
While Bill Kilgore...
Chris, baby, if you're listening. Hey.
Chris, if you're listening.
Welcome
to Hey. Get on out here and take advantage of some of our listeners and one of the callers if you like. You can suck around at Internet Chronicle and scrape a few emails off of there. Rope them into your humanity party. Bill, you ready to roll?
Yeah, good night, folks.
All right, everybody get the fuck out of here. This is Internet Chronicle, Hate Radio. Fuck off.
Fuck yourself.
Okay, that's it. Where to look, tell me where love be there.
let your light shine down.